Before I start episode 904 of Phoneboy Speaks, or get into the regular content, I have a little piece of administrivia. If you downloaded episode 903 and it sounded a lot like 901, well, it's because I screwed up and processed the wrong file for episode 903. Guess that happens sometimes. I don't know how many different ways I can screw up a posting a podcast, but it's bound to happen when you post one a day and you have a, well, an exceedingly manual process for dealing with all of it. But it is what it is. And so if you downloaded episode 903, if you re-download episode 903, it should sound like 903 again. I apologize for the inconvenience. Now on to today's topic, or the second topic for today, I should say. And it has to do with the fact that health journals can get fooled as far as legitimate research. And that means that the news media sometimes reports stuff like, oh, that chocolate causes you to lose weight, which, you know, and maybe it could or it did, you know, maybe it can, right? But again, nobody takes the time to look at the research and go, does that even make sense, right? And it's not to say that, you know, everything that these journals publish is true or false necessarily, but the research got discredited pretty quickly. And, you know, it's not like you can easily go back and find the retractions and all this stuff. So people just run with the story and assume, oh, because it was in a health journal, it must be true. Well, you know, there's lots of things like that out there. And you just have to be paying attention, folks. And it's, you know, and unfortunately, as somebody who has struggled with their weight over the years, I mean, this kind of stuff's really frustrating to me. And even in legitimate health journals, quote unquote, I find lots of conflicting advice about what to eat or what not to eat. And the reality is everybody's different. And you know, and there was, I've done kind of an experiment on myself the last week or so with coconut oil. And previously I started eating it because I thought it might help me in some way, shape, perform, and I stopped eating it because it, you know, it's a little more inconvenient to use and stuff. But then I started eating it again very recently, and this is after I have learned that I'm type 2 diabetic and other things, and I noticed that, at least, you know, I wasn't even trying to do it for this reason, but apparently it can help lower your blood sugar, which I think is you know, a good thing when you have type 2 diabetes. Anything you can do to lower the blood sugar to, you know, is not a bad thing. So, but again, when I went to go research that after the fact, I realized that there's lots of maybe kind of sketchy stuff that's out there that purports that this is something that can happen among, like, many other health benefits. If you look on WebMD or something like that, they say, well, the evidence is inconclusive as to whether that can help or not. So I chalk it up to, okay, well, it seems to be helping me, but again, there's lots of other things that can factor in to why that might have happened. And so it's something I'm trying right now, but I won't go and tell anybody that, hey, look, it might be working for me. It's something I've made a change and it seems to have had a positive impact. But as to whether it will work for you, I don't know. So, that's true with a lot of these things, right? No matter what the general health stuff tells you, right? Everybody's different, and everybody's going to have a different reaction to it. It may be really good for somebody, it may not be really good for somebody. It's very general advice, and so with all of these things, you have to do your own research. You have to, you have to experiment. You can't just accept, when the media says something that it may not be 100% true. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.